The Sarasota Chalk Festival is this week. In its sixth year, the festival hosts an international field of 500 artists, draws upwards of 200,000 viewers, and, according to its founder, Denise Kowal, will bring an estimated $10 million in economic impact to the area. Kowal, who has battled for the funding of this $1.4 million effort, has grappled with city officials over permitting, earned the enmity of Burns Square neighbors over the impact of their businesses, and has threatened her own financial stability. Last year, a going vertical display of murals caused more friction, and traffic congestion and street closures raised the ire of some Burns Square business owners, ultimately leading to a reduction in festival days this year. But Kowal says she persists because of the positive impact the festival has had on people's lives. She explained more about the importance of the festival and public art in the Sarasota community.
Well, you know, I have a very strong belief that communities are defined and kept vibrant, and you know, it's what gives a community the ability to think and the ability to not become homogenous and not to provincial. You know, it's art is that type of thing that shows creation. Everything involves creation. There's nothing that happens in any moment of any given day that is you know, not tied to the act of creation. So this actually, I think, is a very natural thing for people to do, to be able to give themselves freely and let people see the process that is in their brain and actually see it come to life right before, you know, everybody's eyes. So, you know, the public viewer in this event is almost as important as the artist, because you know, it is a performance event. So you know, in addition to that, you know, you can get into all the technical things that, you know, people want to hear. It brings commerce and brings awareness to Sarasota. The Sarasota Chalk Festival goes viral every year around the world. We hit just about every country where articles are written about us, and we're on TV stations all over the world. And so, you know, I mean, there's all those, you know, obvious things that, you know, like people like the Chamber of Commerce appreciate. But for us, it's a very personal thing. It's really connecting, you know, just one person at the festival with one person that's an artist, and that they walk away with a memorable experience that we hope impacts their lives.
This year, the festival attracted over 1,000 applicants. Artists began working on Wednesday, teaming up grids for the layout of their designs. The theme this year, A Legacy of Valor, which pays homage to veterans and is meant to inspire patriotism and embrace freedom. I asked Kowal about mixing the idea of patriotism and art.
You know, it was a very challenging theme this year. You know, I would say it's the most challenging theme I've ever proposed to my artists. I actually had to create a blog for me and for all of the artists to go on and have discussions about the different type of artwork that's going to that they are proposing. I do not censor my artists. What I ask of my artists is to really be thoughtful that whatever they are doing is representative of the theme. So there will be quite a diverse array of cultures and thoughts and what patriotism means to different people. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
I got to visit the festival early this morning, where some pieces had already taken shape and some were just getting started. I spoke to Vera from Italy, who was working with a team of five to present an image of peacemakers inspired by an early 1800s painting depicting stranded French naval men.
It's a symbolic piece. We were inspired by the Raft of the Medusa by the French painter Géricault. But we change some characters, inserting some symbolic and meaningful people, just like Gandhi, that you can see on the left, Martin Luther King, the real big, Mandela when he was young, the young Pakistani girl Malala. So it's homage to the peace and fighting for civil wars and human rights. So it's a team of five Italian painters. We are all friends. and we would like to make something different that could represent us also.
Most of the artists use a method called pouncing to transfer their images to pavement, which is just the first step in the creation of a chalk piece. Dee Sabian, an artist from St. Pete, whose chalk piece will depict a young boy Skyping with his soldier father, explained the process.
Awesome. And can you describe what you just did?
Well, what we did right now is it's called a pounce, and it's actually the same method that was used by Michelangelo. You make a pattern in your own time, because I draw slowly. Mm-hmm. So this took me about 8 hours to make this pattern. When I'm done, I use a little etching tool and I burn holes all throughout here. It's kind of a tedious process, but it's worth it because it makes for a great pounce. So now I have my dotted pattern and I can draw.
The festival will run until Sunday and is located at Burns Square, downtown on Pineapple Avenue. For more information, visit chalkfestival.org. This is Eva Gray for WSLR.